Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Top of the morning to you here on a Tuesday at 6. You're just in time for our very first look at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic. Here and now for you on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, an Orange County murder suspect in the hospital. More in 1 minute.
And the Biden-Harris border debacle. Could it get worse? Oh, yeah. And it just did. Let's talk on Good Morning Orlando.
6:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. A murder suspect is in the hospital after an apparent suicide attempt in Orange County. The unidentified man was wanted for a shooting Sunday night at an apartment on Wellesley Lakes Drive.
I went to the trash can, and as soon as I threw the box in, I heard pow, 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 four times.
37-year-old Capucine Carson was killed. Carson's 3-year-old daughter, Kimbella, was also shot and is in critical condition. The apartment complex is filled with families and children, and a neighbor tells Fox 35 it's usually safe and quiet.
There's not like random crimes going on here, so we don't have any type of issues like that in here. I've never been scared or feared for my life, for my daughter's life.
A 37-year-old man believed to be the shooter shot himself last night inside a Big Lots store on Good Homes Road, and he is in critical condition.
I'm hearing reports that they all knew each other, but, excuse me, Alan, their relationships, whatever they might be, not yet revealed, right?
That's right. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Detectives in Polk County are investigating an apparent double murder-suicide.
It happened early Sunday in unincorporated Poinciana. Deputies say it appears Jesus Nunez had been drinking and using cocaine at a day-long party at his house on Saturday and got angrier as the day moved on. At some point, witnesses say he got into an argument with 36-year-old Uniaki Luis and shot him, then shot his longtime girlfriend, Stephanie Ruiz. Nunez then shot himself outside his front door. Deputies say there were 7 children and another adult in the house when the shooting began. All got out safely. Reed Shepard, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
A new forecast shows the price of gas in Florida could be on the rise. AAA is reporting optimism about rising fuel demand sent crude oil prices to multi-year highs. This could raise the state's average at least 5 to 10 cents this week.
I got a gas bud update here from driving in this morning. We'll have it in a moment.
Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. is committed to helping Guatemalans find hope at home in an effort to limit illegal immigration.
They don't want to leave the place where they grew up, where the language they know is spoken.
During a joint news conference with the president of Guatemala, Harris delivered a message to Guatemalans thinking of making the dangerous trek, "Do not come." The vice president said the U.S. will continue to secure the border, and those who come illegally will be turned away.
More from the vice president in just a moment, Alan.
There's new hope in the fight against Alzheimer's. The FDA approved a new drug yesterday. It's the first to attack what some believe is an underlying cause of the disease and slow cognitive decline. But critics say there's not enough evidence that it actually works. And a championship-winning college football coach will head up his team longer than expected.
Nick Saban isn't going anywhere anytime soon, as the Alabama star football head coach has signed an extension with the team that will see him as a head coach for the next 8 years through the 2028 season. Saban, who has led the football team to 6 national championships, is set to make nearly $8.5 million this year, with his new extension set to pay him what is expected of $10 million or more. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Hard to walk away from that kind of cash, huh?
Good gig. WFLA News Time is 6:05. A rookie police officer saves a choking baby. There's body cam video, and you can watch it online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Feel like chiming in? Call us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA.
And we are glad you're with us, Bud Hettinger, Alan Spector, Melissa Fox, Chris Vasquez. Time to play Beat the Truck, as in Fuel Truck Gang, because I think the next time the fuel truck comes by your favorite station, if the prices aren't up like they're going up everywhere, they will be. I saw 281 and 285 driving in, and those prices have been there for a while. All the other stations I passed coming in here, coming down 1792, were suddenly at $2.95. So, you know, it's just a matter of when the truck arrives. So you might want to play Beat the Truck this morning.
Yeah, and again, as we reported, AAA says optimism about rising fuel demand sent crude oil prices way higher, and that in turn is resulting in these higher prices, AAA predicting at least 5 to 10 cents more for the average gas price in Florida.
Then what I'm seeing nationally is they're at $3.05 for a gallon of regular right now. So we don't appear to be quite there. We're generally a little bit lower.
Yeah.
But it looks like a big jump is about to come to your favorite gas station. Thought we would give you a leg up on that. I've been a stern critic of the Biden administration border policy, never more so than with Kamala Harris, the vice president's trip to Guatemala. We will be talking about what's going on here and why. And why they are a million miles away from fixing the problem and may not even want to in terms of illegal immigration. Topic number one in a busy morning here on the 50,000-watt front porch. We're about to get started.
And we will after an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines for you now. Governor Ron DeSantis is on former President Donald Trump's short list of potential running mates if he runs again in 2024. We have suspected that, of course, but Trump has confirmed it, telling Fox Business that he likes DeSantis a lot, noting he has supported him from the beginning. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeartRadio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
The Biden-Harris border policy has been a debacle since day one because it was based on their loathing for Donald Trump and their commitment to undoing all things Trump-related. Trump's border policies worked. Stay in Mexico, the wall, no path to citizenship for people who break into our country. All of those things have been turned around by Biden and Harris. And now we have a flood never seen before of migrants streaming up from Central America through Mexico and to our borders. It is completely out of control, their claims to the contrary. And why would it not be? Not only are they undoing Trump's policies that worked, but listen to the conflicting messages coming out of their mouths. I want you to listen to this. First of all, Joe Biden on the campaign trail in 2019. Then Kamala Harris at a news conference in the Central American nation of Guatemala just yesterday.
We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
Really? Really, Kamala? Yeah, you ought to be laughing. It's a joke. Here's more from Vice President Harris in Guatemala. I want you to listen and I want you to tell me if you think this will stop the flood of illegals trying to cross the border into the U.S.
There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration. And I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back. So let's discourage our friends, our neighbors, our family members from embarking on what is otherwise an extremely dangerous journey.
Melissa, do you believe that? She said, I believe you will be turned back if you show up at the border. Like she doesn't have a clue?
Yeah, now some people would say that you're just parsing words, but in reality, from a marketing and promotional standpoint, yeah, that's a cleverly placed word that means probably not.
No, absolutely. And the whole thing is a lie. If you could administer truth serum to Biden and Harris in their team, they would tell you that ultimately they have no interest in stemming the flow. And we've said it before. Come on, Joe. You know the truth. The truth is you're in the pocket of the left wing of the Democratic Party. You want Democrats in power in perpetuity. You believe, and Kamala Harris believes, that if you can open the borders and leave them open, even though you claim to want to secure the border and end this nightmare for this country, that you can get all of these people in here by the millions, who will then, in your mind, have you and the Democrats to thank for being here in the greatest country on earth, as opposed to a poor, impoverished, corruption-ridden country from which they came in Central America. They will thank you with their votes every election day.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
That is the truth, sir. In my view, that is the truth. I am paid to have an opinion, and by God, that remains mine. Kamala Harris is in Central America trying to find, quote-unquote, the root causes of this problem with people leaving these countries and streaming toward the United States and the open door from the Biden administration. We've got more in a moment, but we would like to hear from you on all of this. 407-916-5400, text line 23680. Headlines, Florida unlikely to reach a vaccination goal set by President Biden. The president has said he wants 70% of U.S. adults vaccinated by the 4th of July. Now, Florida only has about 61% of adults vaccinated at this date, and the New York Times estimates our state will only reach 67% by the 4th of July. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
Let's open up the line to Guatemala. Madam Vice President, I got a question for you. How can you say at that news conference to the people of Guatemala, don't come, don't come, when you've left the door wide open with your policies on our southern border? How do you, can you say that, Madam Vice President? What? Is that what? Yeah. It is a joke, and it's a bad one at that. It's a bad one at that. And here is what the plan is by the Biden administration. We throw billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
At these nations in Central America, thereby we end the poverty that causes them to flee their nation for ours. We raise their standard of living, and suddenly they say, you know, Guatemala is nicer than I thought. We stay here. Well, wait a minute. No, that was kind of a Russian thing.
The
what
heck
was
is
that?
Wow.
That wasn't good. What was that? Yeah. I got my accents mixed up here.
I think Chris could do a better accent than that. Want to try?
I think we stay here in Guatemala. It looks very nice country now.
Oh, well, oh wow.
Now
boy.
It's like Jose Jimenez.
Is that not good?
No, that was awful. No,
can't man. Do that?
No.
Is that
no.
offensive?
Yes.
Yeah, to anyone.
To anyone of the 56,
wow. The entire staff is offended.
Yes.
All of Central Florida is offended. I've done my job.
Mission accomplished.
Score.
No, seriously. And are you kidding me? The president of Guatemala is under investigation for corruption.
I shall throw money at you.
It's notoriously corrupt down there. You're going to throw our taxpayer money down a rat hole. That money will go to corrupt politicians in a heartbeat. And in the second heartbeat, it will be in the pockets of the drug cartels and the drug kingpins. It will never, ever result in an increased standard of living for the average Guatemalan and anybody else in those Central Florida nations.
Central America.
Central American nations.
What? Central Florida's a nation now?
Central American nation.
I knew it.
You shook me up with all of this negative feedback.
That's
on
right.
My bad
United
accent
States
there.
United States of Florida.
No, come on. Now
hey, did you
it's
see...
It's not going to work.
Did you see the greetings that that Kamala... Is that how we say it?
Kamala.
Dang it. Okay, I was close. VP... No, I can't
It's only that. Been 2 years, Melissa. Well, you know... We'll,
not going to get it right.
Oh, nope.
Cammy, nobody's getting anything right here this
let
morning.
Let me clarify. Did you see the Trump won and go home Kamala?
Greeted by 300 people at the airport.
Said, go
with
home.
Trump won, go home. Well-produced slick signs.
Yes. By my sleepy cousin.
Good job by the RNC there. Anyway.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Anyway, it's just not going to work. And it's a disaster. And it's a sad situation. And you know what? Yesterday at the news conference and over the weekend on one of the Sunday shows, the corrupt president of Guatemala said the Biden administration is sending the wrong messages here, and causing people to leave his country. And, and he also says that, the problem down there is the economy, which in translation, give us money. And I know what they're going to do with it. It's just not going to work.
Well, of course, he wasn't taking any responsibility for anything that was happening.
No, of course not.
Wait, what?
And you know what's interesting? They also asked at the news conference yesterday in Guatemala, the vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris, well, why haven't you been to the border? It's been like more than 75 days since Biden gave you charge of the border crisis. And she said, because it... Can you just stop laughing long enough, Madam Vice President, with all due respect? Thank you. Because it just wouldn't accomplish anything. Right.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem. What she's doing down there, for the reasons I cited, will accomplish nothing. I don't think they want to fix the problem for the political reasons I explained once again here this morning. And they don't want the bad optics on the southern border, Alan.
Yeah,
of migrants coming across, and they are streaming across in alarming numbers right now because of these policies and undoing the Trump policies. And she'll be down there, and the video won't look good. And I'm just sure that's why she's not going.
Yeah, well, you can talk about bad optics, but I think it's bad missing optics that they're Biden and or Harris has not visited the southern border. At least show concern about what's going on there by, having a physical presence there, whether it ultimately that does any good or not in the long run constructively, at least symbolically, you'd have some indication that they care about what's going on and are trying to do something about it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, the whole caravan thing and all that and leadership going there and longstanding reasons why people leave Guatemala. I don't like the idea of giving money to any other country than us, and certainly not my taxpayer money.
Well, certainly when it's going down a rat hole,
exactly.
And I've identified the rat holes for you, and it's no secret. Now, those of you who think, well, you're always picking on the Democrats, that's your bias. I got something really good to say about something the Biden administration pulled off yesterday, next half hour. In the meantime, though, to my co-host Alan to update us on the news.
More charges against a man known as Orlando's Malibu rapist, and the Lightning and Hurricanes meet in Game 5 tonight. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Good Morning Orlando, bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. Glad you're here on a Tuesday morning. Over to my co-host Alan Spector for a news update. Florida police getting it done.
Orlando police believe they have found the man responsible for more than a dozen cold case sex crimes. As Fox 35's Andrea Lyon reports, he was already behind bars.
Orlando police blaming an already guilty man, George Gertman. The 67-year-old is already in prison for life, serving time for rapes dating back to the early 90s. The serial rapist was convicted for terrorizing the Malibu Grove subdivision, leading to the name the Malibu Rapist.
The OPD announced yesterday it will charge George Gertman in 15 cases. Police are expected to announce more details this morning. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. The youngest survivors of the 2018 mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland are preparing to graduate tonight. Nine members of the class of 2021 were among the 14 students and three staff members who lost their lives.
This is a really significant week for the community. This graduating class is just full of kids whose lives will never be the same.
On CNN, South Florida Congressman Ted Deutsch says he shares the frustration of students and parents that Congress has not done more to prevent gun violence. Another major cruise line has plans to resume sailing from Port Canaveral. Norwegian Cruise Line announced yesterday the Norwegian Escape will sail from the port November 13th. But all passengers and crew must be fully vaccinated.
This will set up a seafaring showdown with Governor DeSantis, and we will talk about who you're rooting for in the 7 o'clock hour.
Speaking of the governor, he's signing two bills designed to combat foreign influence on government agencies and higher education institutions. Ron DeSantis says he's most concerned about China.
As of the beginning of this past year, the FBI is investigating 1,000 cases of theft of U.S. technology. And this is almost always theft that's designed to serve the interests of the Chinese Communist Party.
Other countries banned by the legislation include Russia, Cuba, and Syria. A former congressman from Central Florida is mounting a second campaign for the U.S. Senate. Alan Grayson announcing he'll seek the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican incumbent Marco Rubio.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, of course, he ran for Senate back in 2016, lost to Democrat Patrick Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
The Lightning look to close out their Central Division second-round series with the Hurricanes tonight in Game 5 at Raleigh. Tampa Bay has a commanding 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven set. If Carolina can pull out a win tonight, Game 6 would be played Thursday in Tampa. WFLA News Time is 6:34. You don't have to miss anything on Good Morning Orlando. Get caught up with our podcasts on the iHeartRadio app.
In a moment, I said I had something good to say about what the Biden administration's up to, and I do. And it's coming, followed by your chance to win a nice prize on Sound Judgment, all in the remaining portion of this half hour of our show. 6:38, an update now on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic. In a quick 2 minutes, you're on the 50,000-watt front porch. Headlines for you now. A new poll shows Americans are getting back to normal life. The Gallup poll shows less than 1 in 4 people are completely or mostly isolating from those outside their home now. And that is down from more than 75% of folks in April of 2020. Updates at least every 10 minutes in our top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
You remember that situation with the big colonial pipeline that runs up along the East Coast and, you know, supplies about half the energy for a good portion of the eastern seaboard? Florida excluded, thank goodness, because we get our oil and our gas by ship as opposed to by pipeline for the most part. So we were not so much affected. But you remember all of the gas shortages and the long lines and what a complete nightmare it was in the Carolinas and in Georgia and on up into the New York metropolitan area. Okay. That was all at the hands of this dark side operation that works out of Russia, and they're into making money by using their technology to shut down businesses and then demanding ransom to allow them to get back up to speed and back online. This is why they call it ransomware. Well, it turns out The folks at Colonial Pipeline panicked. They didn't know how long they were going to be out of business, so they paid the ransom to the tune of millions of dollars. All that does is encourage more of the same outlaw behavior. Well, guess what? Kudos to the Biden administration for being on the job. And the announcement came yesterday, and I give them credit for this because this is important work. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco making this announcement.
The Department of Justice has found and recaptured the majority of the ransom Colonial paid to the Dark Side Network in the wake of last month's ransomware attack.
And they seized approximately $2.3 million in Bitcoin. You see, they're working through these cryptocurrencies here because they're a lot harder to track. And that's why you're hearing cryptocurrency and you're hearing Bitcoins here. It is the first seizure undertaken by the recently created Department of Justice Digital Extortion Task Force. And that good news was accompanied by an important message. And I want you all to listen to this. If you run a business in particular, or really if you work for any business, because as an employee, you would be affected if the same thing happened to your company that happened to Colonial Pipeline. And the news came out yesterday that there are literally thousands of these cyber attacks going on against corporate America.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Listen to the Deputy Attorney General's message to all businesses in the U.S.
The threat of severe ransomware attacks pose a clear and present danger to your organization, to your company, to your customers, to your shareholders, and to your long-term success. So pay attention now. Invest resources now. Failure to do so could be the difference between being secure now or a victim later.
It's good stuff from the Biden Department of Justice. See that? We can be fair and balanced here. All I have to do is do something good and I'll give them credit for it. They're not doing enough stuff that's good. That's why you don't hear a lot good from the Budman's mouth about the Biden administration. But credit where credit is due. Headlining a story we'll talk about with you briefly in the 7 o'clock hour, a new corporate espionage bill becoming law in Florida. Governor DeSantis signing the bill, which makes stealing trade secrets a third-degree felony. It is a secondary felony now for those who try to sell trade secrets. This is aimed at meddling by communist China, principally on our university campuses, including UCF and the University of Florida. More at 7. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
For the smartest audience in talk radio, this is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Folks, I need a couple of more contestants for Sound Judgment to play for the $50 gift card to a really cool restaurant here in town. There are several of them, so you'll find one conveniently located. 407-916-5400. Let's play the game right now. Can't do it without contestants.
Hey, is it going to be a trick question, like with two, you know, people question, two-part answer, or any one of those? Because that's so difficult, man. I mean, it stresses my... You didn't even ask me the question. Alan, did you get it right earlier?
No, he bombed on this one.
He blew it, too? Oh, my God.
It's in the news, guys. It's making the news. You're hearing this all at once.
You asked me the question, and I kind of admitted I didn't know, and he said, well, you know, like our listeners, you can Google it. Now, I didn't exactly Google it, but I looked up a map which helped me get the answers to this question, and there are three answers.
Three answers? Oh, yeah. Come on.
But you all got the smartest audience in talk radio here. They're
always.
All watching the news.
Not
they're
always.
Listening to the news. So they've heard this. They know this.
Yeah. Sometimes they're thick as a brick.
Let's see how honest. We're going to do.
Our texters. But.
407-916-5400 if you want to play for a $50 restaurant gift card and go out to dinner or lunch or even breakfast at this place. Very special.
Yeah. I was just asking. I mean, if it's a difficult question, maybe it's just too early or something.
Well, we'll find out.
All right. Let's just play the game.
I'm telling you what. Bunch of whiners, Chris. They're all whining. You're not whining this morning.
No, I never whine.
No, he just drinks wine.
Yes, wine.
All morning.
I'm not a big wine guy, actually.
No, that's only when the beer runs out.
I'm young. I drink beer.
You ready? Got one more time. One more line at 407-916-5400. That's the Looney Left File. We're not playing that game.
Oh, just the whole thing is Looney.
Are we ready, guys?
Yes.
Let's play. Our sound judgment question today. Now, listen. Melissa says some of you are as thick as bricks. I'm telling you, you're the smartest audience in talk radio. Make me look good and answer this question. Sound judgment question today concerns Vice President Kamala Harris's trip to Central America. It's big news this week. That's where she's supposedly trying to find ways to stop the flow of illegal aliens into the U.S. from three nations known as the Northern Triangle countries in Central America. So listen to a little sound of the Vice President at yesterday's news conference, then use your sound judgment to just name the three Central American countries that make up the Northern Triangle in that region.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come.
All right, Matt, name those three Northern Triangle countries in Central America. And Harris has been in one of them. Go ahead, Matt.
Let's try El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala.
Smartest audience in talk radio. We're not thinking bricks this morning.
Nope, just slow on the uptake on the old dialing into the show.
Matt, congratulations. Sorry about the rest of the contestants. Here is what you've won, Matt.
Good job, Matt. You've won a $50 Metro Diner dining card. Metro Diner has you covered with their new burger offerings, including the breakfast burger, topped with an egg, hash browns, and bacon. This mouthwatering burger is perfect for when you want breakfast, lunch, and dinner all at once. Order yours by visiting MetroDiner.com or seated at your local diner.
We got a Metro Diner near us, and you know, the first time I tried it, I was surprised. When you hear diner, you don't think that you could maybe get, you know, a beverage, an adult beverage, but they have wine and they have beer, and it's great. The dinners are terrific. The fish fry is out of control great. Anyway, more sound judgment later this week.
Great.
First caller, Alan.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to even play it before the show anymore if you're going to throw me under the bus every time I don't get
it
right.
Wait a minute. I would never have done it if Melissa hadn't asked whether you got it.
And further, I was just stretching for time. And further, if we only get it on the first try, we shouldn't have even had to worry about getting the other lines all full up. Yeah. Just going to say
smartest
that.
Smartest audience in talk radio.
Right?
Yes, they are. Uh-huh. Yes, they are. Remember I told you that it's time to play Beat the Truck? It was the gas bud update.
Right.
Because wherever the fuel trucks have arrived, suddenly what was $2.81 or $2.85 is $2.95 a gallon. Not Gas Bud has checked in on the text line.
Yeah.
Not Gas Bud says gas is $2.95 everywhere he has looked.
Mm.
Hey, quick on the Amazon sidewalk today. If you haven't done the little research, just Google search Amazon sidewalk and hit news and find out about how you can fix your gear so that you're not giving all your information to everybody courtesy of Amazon.
Really? Is that a problem? I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Okay.
Gina's reporting this morning that a whole bunch of websites globally are suddenly down.
Most of mine have come back up.
I should listen to this show. Maybe I would learn a few things.
What's up in the news?
Well, you're just too busy preparing your little newscast.
Yes.
At 7 o'clock.
Now it's a little newscast.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Alan.
You need a booster seat?
He's going to get me. I just know this guy. He will come after me.
I got your light work.
658. What do you got?
An Orange County murder suspect in the hospital and a former NFL head coach dies. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Morning, Orlando. Great to have you with us on the 50,000-watt front porch Tuesday morning at 7. Time for another check on Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, the suspect in an Orange County murder shoots himself. More in 1 minute.
And a cruise line set to cruise out of Central Florida. What's the governor going to do about that? Let's talk next on Good Morning Orlando.
7:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. An Orange County murder suspect is in critical condition after deputies say he tried to take his own life inside a Big Lots store on Good Homes Road. The man is accused in a shooting late Sunday night that killed a woman and critically injured a 3-year-old girl at an Orange County apartment complex. Fox 35's Jessica Albert is outside the Big Lots this morning.
It's about a half mile away from that shooting that happened on Sunday night, and deputies say that the suspect shot himself inside this Big Lots store around 8 last night when they tried to approach him. It's all quiet at this Big Lots right now, but investigators had this store taped off last night when the suspect shot himself. Deputies have not identified him yet. We do know he is 37 years old.
The woman who was killed is identified as 37-year-old Capucine Carson. Her daughter, Kimbella, is hospitalized in critical condition. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Three people are dead after an apparent murder-suicide in Polk County. That happened Sunday morning near Point Siena in a home on Divot Lane. Deputies say 34-year-old Jesus Nunez shot 38-year-old Stephanie Ruiz and 36-year-old Unique Lewis before turning the gun on himself. Deputies say Nunez was using drugs and alcohol most of the day before, and he also had what Sheriff Grady Judd describes as an explosive, jealous temper. Vice President Kamala Harris continues her travels south of the border, meeting with the President of Mexico today.
Harris is on the second leg of her immigration root cause review visit with Guatemala and Mexico. She'll meet with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, also known as AMLO, who has pledged to work with the U.S. to address the issue. Yesterday, after a meeting with the president of Guatemala, Harris said the goal is for Guatemalans to find hope at home, advising those thinking of making the dangerous trek to the U.S. do not come.
Mark Mayfield, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
And our good friend and national correspondent Rory O'Neill is on this story and will join us live for a conversation at 7:42.
All right, Bud. The Justice Department is defending former President Donald Trump against a lawsuit linked to a rape allegation. The DOJ filed legal papers backing up Trump's argument that he could not be sued for defamation because his statements were made under the banner of the presidency. Writer E. Jean Carroll filed the lawsuit against Trump for his reaction to her claims that he raped her decades ago. And a one-time NFL Coach of the Year unexpectedly died last night.
Former New York Giants coach Jim Fassel died Monday night at 71. His son John told the LA Times Fassel experienced chest pains at his Las Vegas home and died while being treated at a local hospital. Fassel was named NFL Coach of the Year in 1997 during his first year with the Giants. 3 years later, he led them to Super Bowl 35, where they lost to the Baltimore Ravens. Fassel took Big Blue to the playoffs 3 times, compiling a 58-53-1 record before being let go by the Giants in 2003. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
WFLA News Time 7:05. A teacher tells a boy he'll lose recess unless he invites his whole class to a party. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLAOrlando. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News, weather, and traffic for the best audience in talk radio. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
So to the Kid Cave, or do we have to go to the website to find out?
Please, you got to go to the website. I'm not going to give you the whole story here. That's called a tease, bud.
Got it.
To get you to go to WFLAOrlando.com and just click away like nuts.
Yeah. Well, if I'd been in the business a little longer, I might have recognized that for what it is.
Okay, well, now you know. It's a learning process, bud.
Just a rookie here.
Yeah. You're coming along.
The Bud Man, Alan, the Fox, and Chris here until 9 o'clock. Can you stand it? Yeah, we're going to have a great final 2 hours of the show.
Don't ask that.
First hour was a little rocky here and there, but we survived, and we hope you did as well, and you're still with us. Okay, the governor signed a couple of bills that I really like to deal with the CHICOMs and what they're trying to do here, but principally on our university campuses in Central Florida and throughout the Sunshine State and really around the country. But the governor can only deal with what's happening here in Florida. And, you know, he gets things done. And we'll tell you what this is about. And then I want to know how the governor is going to handle the idea that Norwegian Cruise Lines is now saying we're going to cruise with a full ship full of only fully vaccinated passengers. The governor is saying, wait a minute, no vaccine passports here in Florida. How is this going to play out? This could be interesting.
It's a Caribbean standoff.
Yes, seafaring showdown. The latest in a moment, and we want to know whether you're rooting for the governor or whether you're rooting for the cruise line to be able to do what it wants to do in its best business interest.
Can't we all just get along, bud?
Seriously. No, and not when it comes to the vaccine issue, I'll tell you what.
No, we
that's
can't.
For sure. We learn that every morning when the issue comes up.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, that's where we begin, a jam-packed hour number two, and we are glad you're with us on the 50,000 watt front porch.
We'll kick it off with an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlining one of our hot topics we'll be discussing with you in just a moment. Another major cruise line with plans to resume sailing out of Port Canaveral. Norwegian Cruise Lines has announced the Norwegian Escape will sail from Port Canaveral on November 13th. But all the passengers and crews must be fully vaccinated. That requirement will fly in the face of a new law about to take effect here in the state of Florida. Stay tuned. We'll talk about how this is going to play out and what you want to see here. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
I really want to do the cruise story here, but I can't ignore the governor signing a couple of pieces of legislation yesterday down in Miami designed to combat the influence of communist China here in the state of Florida, principally on our college campuses. UCF and the University of Florida have had big issues with this. One of the bills aims to reduce the communist parties, the Chinese Communist Party's access to higher academic institutions, public and private, by banning those entities from entering into agreements with the Chinese regime or companies that have close ties to communist China. And I'll tell you what, we've got problems with that here in our institutions of higher learning, otherwise known as our colleges and universities, in the state of Florida. In the past decade, we've had Chinese nationals working at colleges and universities here. And some of what they've been up to has been very suspicious, to say the least. We can tell you that four professors at the University of Central Florida here in Orlando with ties to the CHICOMs have been fired or resigned over the last 5 years. One of them was a guy named Jing Wu. I don't know if you remember this story or not, but he had been at UCF for nearly 20 years. He fled to China as UCF officials were trying to ask him about his connections to a Chinese university. Then six researchers at the Moffitt Cancer Center over in Tampa resigned in 2019. They hadn't disclosed their ties with the CHICOMs. Back in February at the University of Florida, Gatorland here up the road, Lin Yang, a former associate professor, indicted on 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of making false statements to U.S. officials. All kinds of issues there, and I like to see the governor cracking down on that. I got to get to the cruise situation here. This is very interesting. It is a seafaring showdown, and I want to know whose side you are on. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that I love the gov, but I'm not with him on requiring vaccinations or on banning vaccination requirements in the cruise industry because of the environment of a cruise ship. It is so prone to the spreading of disease. And I think a carve out needs to be made here. Norwegian Cruise Lines is not waiting around. They have already announced that they're going to set sail with a ship full of people, all fully vaccinated in November, as I gave you in the headline here. And it'll be out of Port Canaveral. Now, what's Governor DeSantis going to do about that? He's got a new state law that takes effect on the 1st of July. Can be huge fines for businesses that require vaccinations. I mean, there's some reporting that he might bring out the National Guard in situations like this and stop the ships from sailing. Do we really want to see our governor with the optics like that when he's all about business and freeing up business and the economy throughout the pandemic? To say to a business like the cruise industry that has been struggling to survive the pandemic and that has a special circumstance due to the environment in which it functions, for the business to require a vaccine of people who are getting on board the ship. I'm on the side of the cruise lines here. Now, these sailings are contingent on the cruise lines getting a certificate of approval from the CDC, and there's lawsuits flying all over the place, and we've talked about it. Melissa, I can't imagine a scenario in which the governor takes this cruise industry that's worth billions in the state of Florida and just says, I'm sorry, you are out of business if you require vaccines. I think a carve-out's got to be made. How do you think this is going to play out, and who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the cruise industry. I think DeSantis is kind of wrong on this one. They should be able to do what they need to do. And if he chases them away, it's a big, big mistake.
That's how I feel as well. What do you think on this? I mean, do you want that cruise ship to sail with only vaccinated passengers in November, or do you want the governor to stop that? Tell me what side of this you're on. It's a tough one, isn't it, for some? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. This headline on the subject of vaccines for the coronavirus, getting vaccinated could pay off for some local college students. Stetson University is offering two contests for vaccinated students, and the grand prizes are free tuition for a year. Less than a third of students, faculty, and staff at Stetson have reported being vaccinated now, and Stetson wants to get that number up to 70% by the time classes start in August. So they've got these incentives going. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
Norwegian Cruise Line has announced that they plan to sail with only vaccinated passengers out of Port Canaveral starting in November. Governor has a law that kicks in 1st of July that bans requiring vaccines in businesses. What needs to happen here? Do you want the governor to stop that ship, or do you want a carve out for the cruise industry for the reasons I cited? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. Greg has some thoughts as he joins us here on Good Morning Orlando. Craig, welcome from Orlando. Hi, Craig. Craig, can you hear me on line one? If you can. All right. Ralph, you're up from St. Cloud. Good morning from beautiful Osceola County.
Good morning. I'm a James Dis Passport.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Well, a cruise ship trip is not a necessity. You're going there because you want to go. So what are they going to require next? A vaccine against diarrhea? That's what happens on those cruise ships. Take your own risk. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
All right, Ralph. Fair enough. On the text line right now, let's see. No sailing. Next, it's gold stars on your shirt. Okay, we're playing a Nazi card again. Let me see. So unvaccinated people can't cruise anymore? That's BS, too. But doesn't the cruise line have, you know, I mean, if they wind up with unvaccinated people spreading the virus and they got a ship captive at sea again with the vaccinated, held hostage at sea, like at the beginning of the pandemic, even before we had the vaccine. We know what happened there. Along with the unvaccinated here, all of a sudden you're going to completely destroy the cruise industry. No one is going to want to cruise. Why do we have to do that? Alan, you've been with me on this.
Yeah.
And we don't always agree on the issues of the day. But on this one, I got to tell you, they need to let that ship sail with fully vaccinated passengers if that's what it takes to make their business work. And the cruise business is different. I know you actually have a view of expanding that policy that I'm advocating beyond the cruise business.
If we have to have a ban on vaccine passports, I say make an exception for the cruise industry. But my position all along has been that we don't need a blanket ban on vaccine passports. Let businesses treat this matter the way they choose to treat it. You know, we talk about individual rights when it comes to wearing masks, social distancing, getting vaccinated. Why shouldn't businesses have the rights themselves to decide how they're going to treat their customers?
Here's a texter weighing in saying, I would not want to be on a ship unless everyone was vaccinated.
Ah, good luck with that. I don't want anybody around me who has a cold or even the sniffles.
Another texter, how many other businesses that operate out of Florida are also wanting to require only vaccinated customers? Got a big showdown coming here, says John on the southwest side of Orlando.
It's going to be interesting to see when we have concerts starting up again, and sporting events that are packed. You know, what are these venues going to require in terms of vaccination? Are they going to attempt to enforce a ban on those who are not vaccinated?
Yeah, there's going to be a battle royal here because, you know, the governor is very strong and very, very determined. I think he's counting on prevailing on some lawsuits that are still out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not aware of any comment from the governor. Are you, Alan, in response to Norwegian Cruise Line saying, hey, and you gave us the headline, November 13th, we're sailing out of Port Canaveral. It's going to be a full ship. And everyone on board is going to be vaccinated, Mr. Governor.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything yet, but Ron DeSantis tends to hold a news conference just about every day these days. So if he does today, I'm sure he'll comment it or on it or at least be asked about it.
Okay, fair enough. Like Trump, says a texter, our governor knows this is completely political. Why not have certain ships for vaccinated people?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
And some for the unvaccinated.
Ugh.
Ooh.
What a nightmare that would be for the cruise industry.
The SS Vax, the SS Novax.
And I told you about that. We'll just run around in a little apartheid boat, you know, Princess COVID.
7:28 here. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Here's Alan with your news preview.
Orlando police say they've solved more than 24 cold case sex crimes, and NASA sets its sights on Venus. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes. Now, 7:29 on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. Halfway through the Tuesday show here, but heading around on Spectre, Melissa Fox, Chris Vasquez, and Alan with the news right now. And some of you who follow the news closely, the term Malibu rapist may be familiar to you. Back in the news.
Yeah, Orlando police are filing more charges against the man known as the Malibu rapist. 67-year-old George Gertman is serving a life sentence in prison after being convicted of sexual batteries in Orlando's Malibu neighborhood. Fox 35's Andrea Lyon says he's believed to be the person responsible for a number of cold case sex crimes.
Orlando detectives believe he's also responsible for more than 24 more rapes within the city dating back 30 years. In a statement, the police department says the actions of this man have impacted countless lives who have worked to support those survivors.
And we expect to hear more about this story from Orlando police later this morning. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. It's an emotional week in Broward County. The youngest survivors of the 2018 massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School are set to graduate tonight. Local Congressman Ted Deutsch told CNN he shares the frustration of students and parents that Congress has failed to act to pass legislation to prevent such violence.
I can't defend the fact that we haven't been able to send anything to the president's desk. We have a lot of priorities. The infrastructure deal is a really important measure. But the one thing that hasn't changed throughout all of this is this gun violence epidemic.
14 students and 3 staff members died in the Parkland shooting, including 9 members of the class of 2021. Florida is unlikely to reach a vaccination goal set by President Biden. Biden has said he wants 70% of U.S. adults vaccinated by the 4th of July. However, Florida only has about 61% of adults vaccinated right now, and the New York Times estimates the state will only reach 67% by July 4th.
Yeah, the pace of vaccinations across the country are really slowing down, right, Alan? I mean, the folks who are dug in against vaccines are, you know, sticking with it for the most part.
Yeah, and coming up in elsewhere, we've got a story about yet another incentive for people to get vaccinated. That's coming up in a moment. Right now, we want to talk about NASA sending 2 missions to a planet we've been overlooking.
People who follow NASA have been watching in amazement as the space agency sends rovers and flying drones to Mars. But NASA has been, by its own admission, not paying much attention to the planet which sits closest to Earth. That is Venus. Now, NASA is pledging $1 billion to 2 missions planned for the end of the decade. One called Da Vinci Plus will study Venus' atmosphere, while Veritas will map Venus' surface and host a deep space atomic clock, sort of like a GPS, for deep space exploration. Eben Brown, Fox News.
WFLA News Time is 7:35. Elsewhere. Burger King is kicking the chicken sandwich war up a notch with its celebration of Pride Month.
If all the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own.
Burger King tweeted that for every chicken sandwich sold this month, 40 cents will go to the LGBTQ civil rights organization called the Human Rights Campaign. And Burger King didn't stop there, as it took a hit at rival Chick-fil-A. The chain said its donations will happen even on Sunday. That takes aim at Chick-fil-A's ownership, which closes its restaurants on Sundays, and CEO Dan Cathy's comments about his stance on same-sex marriage.
Yeah, well, it's a Christian company, and that's the,
No, they pay for it. They put a lot of money into anti-gay stuff. You know what's interesting, though? I don't know if you looked at the HRC, Human Rights Campaign, is the same initials as HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
And?
Coincidence?
Probably.
Yeah.
This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. Would you trade a jab for a joint?
Is that a joint, man?
The Liquor and Cannabis Board in Washington State has approved a promotion where marijuana dispensaries can offer a free joint to customers who get vaccinated against COVID-19 at in-store clinics. They can only offer 1 complimentary joint per customer. Stores can take part in the promotion through July 12th.
How do you think that's going to work?
Well, unless they're giving away a bump, man, I ain't going.
I'm telling you, we got these things out going on out there, these incentive programs. Stetson's got a thing going for free tuitions in the headlines this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, and we get a lot of reaction on our text line about that. Well, that's a bribe, you know?
Yeah, and I haven't heard any reports on the results of these incentives. Are they actually spurring more people to get vaccinated or spurring those who would not get vaccinated otherwise to do so?
Will you get jabbed for a joint?
I wouldn't, but I think you can kind of see, you could probably kind of see how these are working out with all these companies offering all these incentives. Maybe it is working.
Well, they're getting free publicity in some cases.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You no. do it or you don't do
I'm
it.
I'm hearing that doses are going bad or the vaccine or not getting used, so I don't know.
Yeah, they have an expiration date.
And finally, everyone has an opinion on what the best rock and roll guitar riff of all time is. However, the magazines Total Guitar and Guitar World are putting their authority to the matter with a poll of their readers. Coming in third for best guitar riff of all time. That is Back in Black by AC/DC. In second place, All Aboard.
Chipper Jones walk-up music.
That's right. That's Randy Rhoads on Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. And the number one guitar riff of all time. Yeah, the magazines decided that Jimmy Page's riff on Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love was the best of all time. Jimmy Page told Total Guitar that the riff was so fresh, and it still is. If somebody plays that riff, it brings a smile to people's faces. It's a really positive thing.
Is that the right decision? Is that the right call? Is that the best riff?
I think that's pretty good. Also coming up in the top 10 in this voting by the readers of these magazines, number four was Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. Number five was Ain't Talking About Love by Van Halen, one of my favorite intros of all time.
Indeed.
A couple I was surprised, Melissa, that didn't make the top 10 were a couple of Rolling Stones hits, Satisfaction and Start Me Up. Classics by Keith Richards.
Just the first strokes and strains of Start, you know, that burn.
Classic.
What about Marty McFly and Back to the Future? What? At the prom, remember that?
The Chuck Berry?
Yes, that was awesome.
Okay.
Not on the list. Okay.
Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com and listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
In a moment, our national correspondent Rory O'Neill catches up with Vice President Kamala Harris in Central America. What's going on down there? Right after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Headlines right now, Vice President Kamala Harris down in Central America. She's been in Guatemala. She's going to be in Mexico. And we're talking about it right now. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
And we welcome our News Radio WFLA national correspondent, Rory O'Neill, on the Kamala Harris Central America beat. Welcome aboard, Rory. What do we need to know?
Hey, good morning, bud. Well, the vice president was in Guatemala yesterday. She said twice, do not come, do not come. That was the message to Guatemalans who may consider a trek up to the U.S. border. She said, this is not the time to come. You will be turned away. Today, the vice president is in Mexico, continuing this tour, really focusing on immigration issues.
Yeah, and Rory, she had something to say about the fact that she has never actually visited the southern border of the United States.
Yeah, she thinks that would be more of just a publicity stunt rather than solving the problems. She says there are really two different kinds of immigration problems. There are those root causes like poverty and violence, and then there are those acute cases, as she calls it, like the hurricanes or the persistent drought. She says those what cause the spikes in immigration like we've been seeing.
I'm pretty sure that's not that true, but hey, what's on her agenda for today?
She's meeting with the Mexican president, President Obrador. They're supposed to be witnessing the signing of an agreement that will basically have the U.S. and Mexico working together to support those Northern Triangle countries, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. The thought being, if you support, bolster, reinforce, stabilize those three countries, get their economies going again, that will push down the plight of many of the people who are seeking to migrate to the U.S.
Are they making any commitment financially, U.S. taxpayer money, to these Central American countries that are so impoverished? I mean, that seems to be the strategy here. My concern is expressed on this show today and earlier is that that's going down a rat hole and will be taken by corrupt politicians and drug kingpins down there. What about the dollar signs attached to this trip?
Yeah, right now it's a memorandum of understanding that's being signed. We haven't seen dollars and cents. We know it's a lot of encouragement for businesses in the U.S. and Mexico to perhaps move some operations to those three countries, help support the agriculture industry there as well, which has had a tough time with the drought. But we haven't seen specific dollar amounts assigned to this just yet.
15 seconds. Any closing thoughts on the situation with the Central America trip of the vice president?
Well, the Biden team has trouble on their left with AOC. She was out tweeting last night that urging people, reminding them that they can still come seeking asylum. And she says that we have been destabilizing Latin America for years. She says we can't help set someone's house on fire and blame them for fleeing.
All right, that's it on the VP Central America beat.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you, Rory Neal, our national correspondent. Catch you next time around. You have a good one.
Thanks, bud.
You bet.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday morning at 8. We're going to update once again now Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic for you on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540 and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, an Orange County murder suspect in the hospital. More in 1 minute.
Sex education in Florida schools. Now, mom and dad, you're going to have a say in whether or not your kids are a party to what they're teaching. It's all ahead on Good Morning Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. A murder suspect is in the hospital after an apparent suicide attempt in Orange County. The unidentified man was wanted for a shooting Sunday night at an apartment complex on Wellesley Lake Drive.
I went to the trash can, and as soon as I throwed the box in, I heard pow, 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 four times.
37-year-old Capucine Carson was killed. Carson's 3-year-old daughter, Kimbella, was also shot and is in critical condition. The apartment complex is filled with families and children, and a neighbor tells Fox 35 it's usually safe and quiet.
There's not, like, random crimes going on here, so we don't have any type of issues like that in here. We've never had I've never been scared or feared for my life or my daughter's life.
A 37-year-old man believed to be the shooter shot himself last night inside a Big Lots store on Good Homes Road, and he is in critical condition. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. In Polk County, detectives are investigating an apparent double murder-suicide.
It happened early Sunday in unincorporated Poinciana. Deputies say it appears Jesus Nunez had been drinking and using cocaine at a day-long party at his house on Saturday and got angrier as the day moved on. At some point, witnesses say he got into an argument with 36-year-old Uniaki Luis and shot him, then shot his longtime girlfriend, Stephanie Ruiz. Nunez then shot himself outside his front door. Deputies say there were 7 children and another adult in the house when the shooting began. All got out safely. Reed Shepard, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
A new forecast shows the price of gas in Florida could be on the rise. AAA is reporting optimism about rising fuel demand sent crude oil prices to multi-year highs. The result could raise the state's average at least 5 to 10 cents a gallon this week.
Yeah, gas bought update driving in this morning. A bunch of stations had jumped way up to $2.95 a gallon.
All right, we'll see what happens the rest of the week. It could continue. Vice President Kamala Harris says the United States is committed to helping Guatemalans find hope at home in an effort to limit illegal immigration.
They don't want to leave the place where they grew up, where the language they know is spoken.
During a joint news conference with the president of Guatemala, Harris delivered a message to Guatemalans thinking of making the dangerous trek. She said, do not come. The vice president said the U.S. will continue to secure the border, and those who do come illegally will be turned away.
Yeah, well, that's not, of course, what's happening. And we talked about how what she said yesterday flies in the face of the policies that scream to Central America, come.
There's new hope in the fight against Alzheimer's. The FDA approved a new drug yesterday. It is the first to attack what some believe is an underlying cause of the disease and slow cognitive decline. But critics say there's not enough evidence that it actually works.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy in medical circles about this, and we'll see how this plays out.
Medical controversy. You don't see that very often, do you?
Oh, no.
No.
No, not these days.
And a championship-winning college football coach will head up the team longer than expected.
Nick Saban isn't going anywhere anytime soon, as the Alabama star football head coach has signed an extension with the team that will see him as a head coach for the next 8 years through the 2028 season. Saban, who has led the football team to 6 national championships, is set to make nearly $8.5 million this year, with his new extension set to pay him what is expected of $10 million or more. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Wow. He can't get enough.
apparently not. I think anyone pretty much who is not an Alabama fan hates Nick Saban, and this news will make them hate him even more.
Yep.
That would be correct, Alan.
Yes. Thank you. WFLA News Time is 8:06. Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly join forces for a conversation tour. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app, now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Yeah, from what I see, Trump and O'Reilly are going to be on tour, and they're going to actually have an event down at the big arena in Sunrise, Florida,
right.
Capacity like 20,000, and we'll see whether they fill it or not.
I think it's the BB&T Arena. That's where the Florida Panthers play.
Right. Back to Saban here. How old is Saban? I think he's around 70 now. He's talking to coaching to about
late 70s, I believe.
No, late 60s, maybe. Now.
I think he's in his 60s.
Yeah. I think he's 69 or 70.
You're right. 69.
Yeah. Okay. So he'll be coaching deep into his 70s here for $10 million. A season, huh? Something like that? Wow. Unbelievable.
He's got to save for his old age.
Retirement. I don't know if he's got enough money.
I got to build that nest egg. What a headache that's going to be for everybody else, of course, who has to play him. The Gators, I think, host Alabama, I think, in the third game of the season here, after a couple of relative softballs for the Gators.
And their head coach, Dan Mullen, he just got a big new contract, too.
Yeah, $7.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
Piker.
We're in the wrong business.
Well, there's no
but
doubt.
What else is new?
Yeah,
well, no.
September 18th, I'll be looking forward to that game.
3:30 kick.
Yeah, but we love it here. We do at WFLA. We are freedom-loving Americans, and we talk to the most patriotic audience in all of Central Florida. Sex education in Florida schools. Moms and dads, how much is too much for your kids? Well, you're now going to have a say in whether or not they are exposed to what is being taught. New legislation signed into law by the governor. We're talking about it with you in a moment.
After an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic, that's just 2 minutes away on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlining a fun story we'll be talking about in our final half hour, and I hope you'll be with us then at 8:30. The governor believes other states should follow Florida's lead in choosing freedom over Fauciism. This is what Governor DeSantis said over the weekend when he addressed a raucous cheering crowd at a rock concert in Panama City Beach. The governor urging other governors to open their states, open their schools, let people live their lives, and don't make them wear masks. And the crowd of young people went crazy for the governor. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. 107.7 HD3. AM 540. And the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
I select the topics for this show. We always try to be talking about something that's relevant to you, that you really care about. Because why else are we doing the show? We're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it to attract an audience and to serve that audience so you come back. I mean, that's kind of the basics of it. And we don't talk a lot about sex education in our schools. I'm not sure why, because it's out there and it's a part of curriculum, but which varies from one school district to another. Apparently, there's quite a bit of autonomy in terms of what ultimately gets taught. But parents really haven't had a whole lot of say in the state of Florida, and they're going to about to have a lot more, as to what their kids are exposed to in the way of sex educational curriculum. Enter Governor Ron DeSantis, who sees problems and finds solutions. And he has just signed a bill that passed the legislature, which strengthens and empowers parents. And here is the deal, and I want to know what you think about this. When sex education is taught in some school districts, I mean, they don't leave much at all to the imagination. And maybe in this day and age, kids simply need to know the birds and the bees in greater detail than ever before. Maybe they don't get this at home and they need to know what's what. And if they don't get it at home, they got to get it in school. Well, at any rate, here is the deal on this legislation that has now been signed into law by the governor. Parents are going to have to be informed by the school district of exactly what that sex education curriculum is going to be. They're going to have to know that. It's going to have to be up there on the website where parents can access it. And then parents can decide whether to opt their kids out of the sex education because they say, I'm sorry, this is not what I want my kids exposed to. And without penalty, that child can be pulled out of the sex education class. This works for me. The bill also requires school boards to review and approve sex ed materials every year. School districts also to be required, as I say, to notify parents of these annual meetings where the curriculum will be discussed and approved. All of this now takes effect on the 1st of July. While they were debating this in the legislature before it ultimately was passed, Republican Representative Clay Yarborough argued that much of the sex ed portion of the 6th grade textbook that most Florida students have to work with, most of what's in the 6th grade textbook would not have been appropriate to show on the floor of the Florida House of Representatives. So that's how graphic some of this stuff is. Now, let me ask you about that. How do you feel about, in middle and high schools, graphic sex education being taught? And how do you feel about this legislation, which empowers parents? They have to be told what's going to be taught, and they have the choice to opt their kids out or leave them in for the sex education teaching. What do you stand on that? Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas? Let me know what you think. 407-916-5400, text line 23680. Headlines for you right now. A new poll shows Americans are getting back to normal life now as the pandemic lessens. The Gallup poll shows less than 1 in 4 people are now completely or mostly isolating from those outside their home. That's down from more than 75% of folks doing so in April of 2020. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
Talking about this new law, this bill signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis in the area of school sex education, which basically empowers parents that they will now have to be informed by the school district about exactly what is in the sex education curriculum. All right, so the kids don't get blindsided by it, and by extension, the parents as well. Because, you know, parents have different feelings about what it is that they want their kids exposed to and taught in this sensitive area in our middle and high schools. and they'll have an opportunity to opt their kids out of there.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Once they get that information that now the school districts will have to provide, Alan, I think it's a good thing.
Well, I'm not normally a proponent of parents being able to dictate what the curriculum for their students or their kids is or is not. In this case, though, sex education is such a personal thing. I think maybe there needs to be an exception in this case, not only because of what the content may or may not be, but because students individually may or may not be able to handle the content. And parents might know best what their kids can accept or not accept.
I don't want nobody learning about no transgenders. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to be part of this. You know that. That's what it is. It's a part of a, you know, whereas our nation is starting to understand and accept different people and all this binary, non-binary, and a million different genders. You know, I get it. The parents are a little bit concerned and scared, and we don't know what they're going to teach them, you know.
Well, I don't know whether it, I mean, I would imagine there's a transgender education component to it, but I would imagine a whole lot more of it is, you know, just what happens, you know, when kids reach a certain age and they have the ability to make babies.
So what's wrong with teaching that?
I didn't say that. I'm fine with it. As long as parents get to know exactly what's being taught and have an opportunity to make their own decision to expose their kids to it. That's all I'm saying. I think this is a good thing. I like the idea that they've empowered parents. I think that's good. I can tell you, though, on both sides of the coin here, this is interesting. There's a comment after one of these articles on the legislation from a couple of education watchdog groups. Now, listen to this. This is one side of this. The group Freedom Speaks and Safe Ed K through 12 commends Governor DeSantis for signing the all-important parental rights bill. As a child protection organization, we will have parents at every school board meeting to ensure the current pornography, obscenity, and inappropriate materials and language are removed from the curriculum. So, you know, and again, I can't tell you that I've got a textbook in front of me, so I know whether or not that's a valid criticism. But for some folks, you know, I mean, people see things differently. You know, that's what they think is in the teaching materials on sex ed. And then on the flip side of this, somebody writes, well, what's next? Book burning? Firing teachers who are already in short supply? I am done voting for Republicans. They are ruining intelligent discourse in American education.
I don't believe in science. I think I'm going to pull my kid out of that class.
You know, and I agree with Melissa. I think that some will be concerned about the teaching of transgenders, LGBTQ, etc., gay rights, and that sort of thing. I think that needs to be taught. People need to understand what's going on in our society, all aspects of it. So I don't think that in itself is a valid criticism.
Well, and of course, you know, some parents will say absolutely that. I do want my child exposed to that. But some may say I do not, and they can opt their kids out.
Mm-hmm. Just like our texter, here's an example of what I was talking about. This person texts in, just another way to cram their evil, ungodly sexual perversions down the American normal society. This is what I'm talking about.
Well, again, you know, the question is, and you said, Bud, you know, you don't have a textbook in front of you to say whether the criticism that was leveled by the one group is valid of there being pornography and obscenity.
What some would say is pornography, others would say is not.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not sure that the people who are criticizing sex education really know what is being taught.
Here is another text message here, because folks are all over the lot on this, and understandably so. You may be able to opt out, but you know their buddies will be talking about it right after class. Best bet is to Get ahead of it at home.
Well, everybody talks about a lot of stuff after class. That's where a lot of sex education happens.
News at the bottom of the hour. Alan, what you got?
More charges against a man known as Orlando's Malibu Rapist. And the Lightning and Hurricanes meet in Game 5 tonight. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together. And elsewhere in just 2 minutes, now 8:28 on Good Morning Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. The Budman, Alan, the Fox, and Chris till 9 o'clock with you here. Much to come, beginning with a news update with my co-host, Alan Spector. You know, cops get a lot of bad press these days, but they're about to get some good press. The Orlando Police Department, some really great work done.
Yeah, they believe they found the man responsible for more than 24 cold case sex crimes. As Fox 35's Andrea Lyon reports, the guy was already behind bars.
Orlando police blaming an already guilty man, George Gertman. The 67-year-old is already in prison for life, serving time for rapes dating back to the early 90s. The serial rapist was convicted for terrorizing the Malibu Grove subdivision, leading to the name the Malibu Rapist.
Orlando police are expected to announce more details on this case this morning. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. The youngest survivors of the 2018 mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland are preparing to graduate tonight. 9 members of the class of 2021 were among the 14 students and 3 staff members who lost their lives.
This is a really significant week for the community. This graduating class is just full of kids whose lives will never be the same.
On CNN, South Florida Congressman Ted Deutsch said, he shares the frustration of students and parents that Congress has not done more to prevent gun violence. A former congressman from Central Florida is mounting a second campaign for the U.S. Senate, Alan Grayson announcing he will seek the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican incumbent Marco Rubio.
Oh, that'll be interesting to watch, you know.
Looks like he'll be going up against Val Demings, for one.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting battle from the Democrat side.
Mm-hmm. Another major cruise line has plans to resume sailing from Port Canaveral. Norwegian Cruise Line announcing the Norwegian Escape will sail from the port November 13th. But all passengers and crew must be fully vaccinated.
Yeah, and there's a new law coming on that the governor has driven. Where you got to, you can't require vaccines. So this will be a very, very interesting seafaring showdown. Mm-hmm. More ahead.
The Caribbean standoff, as I'm calling it. And as the Tampa Bay Lightning continue their quest to repeat as Stanley Cup champions, they have a famous neighbor as a cheerleader.
All the Tampa Bay Lightning fans, let's do this again, Lightning. Let's go. Let's go for two people. Let's keep Lord Stanley in the Bay right where he belongs. Let's get that cup again. Go Bolts! Let's go!
That is Super Bowl MVP and Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback Tom Brady going online and likely again ticking off fans in his old New England stomping grounds, home of the Boston Bruins. The Lightning, meanwhile, hold a 3-1 lead in their second round series as they play Game 5 at Carolina tonight. WFLA News time is 8:35. Elsewhere... You want to see the boss in person? Well, you need to get your shots first. Bruce Springsteen's show that ran for more than a year on Broadway in 2017 and 2018 is set to return later this month. That will make Springsteen on Broadway one of the first shows to play New York's Great White Way since theaters were forced to shut down 15 months ago because of the COVID pandemic. All audience members must prove they've been fully vaccinated.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, rather than just charge $2,000 a ticket.
You feel like a second-class citizen now?
A little bit.
Jeez.
I'll show you my vaccine.
A McDonald's Chicken McNugget, shaped like a popular video game character, is going for big bucks. Now, Among Us is a multiplayer video game that gained popularity during the pandemic. Recently, this McNugget, which resembles an Among Us character, sold on eBay, forget this, just under $100,000. Yes, a McNugget.
Unbelievable.
When listed, the bidding started at just 99 cents, but gained traction after reference was made to the game Among Us. Now, before the food item was sold, the seller reportedly guaranteed bidders that the McNugget would still be able to be eaten upon delivery.
Ew.
Now, can you imagine spending $100,000 for a McNugget and then eating it?
I had a McNugget once, looked like Donald Trump, but I ate it.
We have all these stories about nobody has any money, you know.
No.
And, you know, I got to go on unemployment, and somebody's got $100,000 to bid on a chicken McNugget. Mm. Does it look like that character at all? I mean, I have no idea what this is.
Who the hell cares if it does or not? How dumb are you to be wasting $100,000 on a damn McNugget?
Well, you raise a good question.
And who knows whether it naturally came that way or this person selling it somehow formed to look like this character.
A fabricated chicken fabricated into another... What?
Yeah. This is the internet we're talking about. You can't fake things on there.
No.
And finally, a famous motion picture plot became all too real when an airplane storage facility found jets crawling with venomous snakes.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these snakes on this plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some windows.
Thousands of aircrafts have been stored in what are called airplane graveyards as the pandemic crippled air travel.
Yeah.
And reports say Qantas Airlines mechanics at their Southern California facility found park jets teeming with scorpions and Mojave rattlesnakes last Friday. The area is said to be well known for rattlers who love to curl up around the aircraft wheels and brakes.
I'd rather deal with them on the ground than 35,000 feet in the air, though.
True, yeah.
Alan, were they flying to or from Hawaii in that movie?
You said first class?
I don't remember.
Either way, I am scared to fly in Hawaiian airline.
I think they were flying from Hawaii, which would be where the,
I'm also reluctant to open the overhead compartments anymore.
Me too.
I'm scared to use, or scared to join the Mile High Club.
Find more on these stories. That's another story.
What?
Find more on these stories, the ones I was just talking about, not Chris's stories, on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com and listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
Maybe we could put like a subcategory with your Elsewhere with my stories.
Maybe we...
And
let's say
again,
we did. Let's say we did, and but we didn't.
Oh, you're disappointing our audience, Alan.
Hey, I've got a question for you. How many politicians
does it take a screw and a light bulb?
How many politicians have been greeted like a rock star? Trump comes to mind, but now Governor DeSantis will come to mind. And you'll hear why in just a moment after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic once again here in 2 minutes on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Headlines for you right now. Getting vaccinated could pay off for some area college students. Stetson University offering two contests for vaccinated students. The grand prizes, free tuition for a year. Less than one-third of students, faculty, and staff at Stetson up in Volusia County have reported being vaccinated, and the school wants to get that number up to 70% by the time classes start in August. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Got a question for you, Patriots. What generally happens when an established politician shows up at a big event? I mean, like a ball game or something. I mean, I think they're largely ignored. There may be a smattering of applause. Maybe they are booed unmercifully. That's what I've kind of seen over the years. You know, and people say, well, get out of the way and, you know, let the concert begin. Let the game begin. Not here to see you. Isn't that generally the way the reaction is? Am I right on that or not?
I don't want to contradict you, but some of the shows that I've been to, yeah, there's been get booed off the stage, and others they've been very, very respective and enjoyed and cheered. So yeah, you get both, I think.
Well, anyway, I was amazed by what happened to Governor Ron DeSantis. And I think it's a measure of this guy's appeal right now and his strength politically across all demographics, all age spectrums. I mean, he's red hot with our older listeners here, you know, folks who are, in the quote-unquote prime of life. We get great response to Governor DeSantis. But I think, you know, it's great when a politician who intends to run for office and maybe at one point run for president, and I think he's got a great shot at it, to have appeal to the up-and-coming young voters. Well, let me take you to the Gulf Coast Jam Rock Concert Festival Sunday in Panama City. They were wrapping up what was the biggest outdoor concert of its kind since the beginning of the pandemic in the state of Florida. And just before one of the big acts was coming out, a big country star, all of a sudden, there was a surprise. The announcement went out. Here is Governor Ron DeSantis, and here was the reaction. I mean, he walked down the runway and people went nuts. Now, this was, as I say, the biggest concert in Florida since the pandemic began. DeSantis told the cheering crowd it was only possible because
Florida.
A little hard to hear the end of that. Florida chose freedom over Fauciism and lockdowns and all of that stuff. And before he left the stage so the next act could come on, DeSantis had this message for the rest of the country, especially those lockdown cities and states run by Democrats.
Open your schools. Let people live their lives. Don't make them wear masks.
I'm telling you, I mean, I think he took some risk, you know, as a politician in the middle of a rock concert. It might not have gone well, but it could not have gone better. Surprise appearance by the governor on Sunday night. I don't think there are too many politicians in this country who would have commanded that kind of response from a rock concert audience. Maybe even not even Donald Trump for that crowd. Good news for Governor DeSantis politically, no question about it. 407-916-5400. What are your thoughts on how the greeting he got at the rock concert? Governor DeSantis, text line 23680, first name in town if you'd like. 848 here on a Tuesday morning as we charge toward 9 o'clock. More to come with an update now on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes on the 50,000-watt front porch. Final check of headlines right now, and this is where we began the show this morning. Vice President Kamala Harris in Central America. She's been in Guatemala, set to meet today with the President of Mexico, trying to find the root causes of the stream of migrants out of that part of the world to our southern border. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFLA Orlando.
Alan, what do you make of it? Mr. Music? You love rock music, and there's a rock music concert in Panama City, and the governor shows up as it's a surprise appearance before one of their big acts, and he gets cheered wildly by that audience. I'm not sure there were too many politicians who would have gotten that kind of reception.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is due to DeSantis' popularity or due to the fact that people are so starved for entertainment following the pandemic that they'll cheer for just about anything at this point.
You know what? I'd like to think a little better with the governor than that. But you know what? I think one thing was the theme was we're out here. We're at the concert. We're all together. Mm-hmm. No restrictions. And the governor has been all about no restrictions. Live your lives. And he pounded that theme and they went nuts. But before he even said one word, they went wild for him, which I thought was very, very telling and a very good political sign for the governor, because that's a largely a younger audience.
Are you familiar with the bands that were on the bill?
I'm familiar with some of them. Okay. I looked at the audience
all across the board. Luke Bryan was the headliner on Sunday night.
Big country star.
Right.
And he's on American Idol as well.
Yes. Sure. So, I mean.
So maybe more of a conservative audience than you might have found in maybe some other, if it was a different bill.
Brothers Osborne. Sure. So you got a lot of country. So you really had all ages there.
Well, you know, I think what this says is that perhaps Ron DeSantis, instead of pursuing perhaps the presidential nomination of the Republican Party in 2024, he should embark on a concert tour.
Yeah, I mean, he worked that ego ramp like nobody's business. I don't know if you saw any of the photos, but
they look great.
He strolled right on out there in the crowd. Again, it's called an ego ramp when it's not just on the straight stage.
Right.
Yep, they ate it up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and so did he.
Yeah. Well, I'm not eating up what's going on down in Central America right now. The Biden-Harris border policy is a debacle, and it's clearly getting worse. And part of it is just the incredible mixed messages. Even the president of Guatemala, this guy is being investigated for corruption, says, you know, you're sending the wrong messages here to people who are leaving our country because you're telling them they can just get into the United States. And Kamala Harris was trying to say, no, it's not so. It's just a mess what's going on. She should have been at our southern border, but she doesn't want the optics of that with illegal immigrants streaming in the background across the Rio Grande. So she's not going to allow that. She hasn't been to our border to deal with a border crisis that Biden has put her in charge of. She's down in Central America. Now, I want you to listen to this from earlier in the show. Here is Biden during the campaign saying, come to America, ye oppressed people. And then here is Harris yesterday saying exactly the opposite.
We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
No, you won't. And no, you're not. Here's more from Vice President Harris. I want you to listen. And you honestly think this is going to stop the flood of illegals trying to cross the border into the United States?
There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration. And I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back. So let's discourage our friends, our neighbors, our family members from embarking on what is otherwise an extremely dangerous journey.
She's in charge of border policy. Alan says, I believe you'll be turned back. Does she have any idea what's going on down there? What is going on here? I mean, they have created all of these magnets that attract people. No more wall construction, the Trump wall. No more remain in Mexico policy. Path to citizenship. Strong likelihood if you break into this country. And then she's saying, don't come and you'll be turned away, when the reality screams otherwise.
Well, the Biden administration's approach seems to be, at best, inconsistent and at worst chaotic at this point.
I'll give you that. Inconsistent, because the clip that we played, obviously he's like, yeah, come. And then at a certain point, a platform was open borders. And then at a certain other point, he said, don't come. Okay.
Yeah, and she's down there to look at the root causes for this migration. Well, they've got horrible poverty there, and one of the answers is the Biden administration is looking at throwing, you know, millions, maybe billions of dollars into the economy of these corrupt countries like Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, the so-called Northern Triangle of countries. And it's going to disappear into the pockets of corrupt politicians like the president of Guatemala and into the pockets of the drug cartels and the drug kingpins. We're being played for suckers down there. And behind it all is my firm belief, growing firmer every day, that Biden and Harris have no intention of ending the migration. They want as many as they can get into this country illegally. They want to turn them into Democrat votes and create a permanent Democrat majority. I believe if you could administer truth serum to Biden and Harris, and it might take a while to take effect, that is what you would hear. That'll do it for the Tuesday edition of the show. For Alan, Melissa, and Chris, the Budman here, you all have a wonderful day, and we'll look for you tomorrow morning in the 50,000-watt front porch. Until then, thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.